Father God, we just thank you for your promises. Lord, we just know that your promises are always yes in him and amen in him for the glory of God through us. We thank you, Lord, that we have your word and we can stand on your word. Whatever you say in your word is the truth. The scripture says your word is truth, and we choose to believe your truth today. Jesus, we thank you that you're not only our healer, but our healing. You are our redeemer and our redemption. You are our provider and our provision. Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your sweet presence right now. Thank you for touching our hearts. Jesus, you promised in your word that your sheep hear your voice. So that means we hear your voice. So we're choosing to listen to what you are going to say to us. And Abba, we just love you. We thank you for your love. Speak to us clearly right now. We desire to know your heart. So, Lord, what do you want to say about forgiveness? You have all been forgiven by the blood of my Son. He poured it all out on that cross in my sight. You are completely forgiven. I am not holding anything against you at all. Will you believe me? I mean, truly believe me that I have completely forgiven you once and for all. I don't remember your sins. I don't remember your iniquities. I don't remember your transgressions, nor your lawless deeds. I don't remember them. I don't focus on that at all. And neither should you. You are completely pure and holy and righteous in my sight. I desire that you see yourself as righteous. That means I have approved of you already. You don't have to try to do anything for me to approve of you because I've already stamped my approval on you because of my Son. Again, it's nothing that you did that made you accepted or approved by me. But it was because of Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior. When you choose to forgive yourself, as I have forgiven you, you will experience so much freedom and joy and healing take place in your soul and in your body. So give yourself permission right now to forgive yourself. Set yourself free. See yourself free indeed, forgiven. What does forgiveness look like? There's no guilt. There's no condemnation. There's no shame. But oh, there is so much joy, so much freedom, an abundance of love. My son poured out his blood because of the love that he has for each and every one of you. Will you open up and receive that forgiveness right now? Will you say, yes, I choose to believe I am totally and completely, once and for all, forgiven of all that I have done and that all I will ever do? You know, it's easy to forgive the forgiven. And you are forgiven. Do you see yourself that way now? What does that sound like? What would you say when you see yourself completely forgiven once and for all? It's true, you know. You're forgiven because I love you. I'll help you believe this if you ask. So ask away. Just say, help me to believe. And I'll say yes every time. You'll also experience a peace, an inner peace you haven't felt before. You'll feel clean and pure, because that's how I see you. And oh, so loved, abundantly loved. Remember, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that you? I'm not making you feel guilty, judged, condemned, nor ashamed, and neither should you. The enemy just wants you to feel that way. I don't. But just remember, you do have power and authority and dominion over the enemy when you submit to me and resist the devil. He will flee. And remember, he's just lying to you. He's taking that truth and he's covering it up with a lie. So when will you believe the truth that you are completely forgiven? You can do it right now. It's my perfect will for you to walk in that complete freedom of forgiveness. When I say you're forgiven, I mean, you are forgiven. Now, once you see yourself as forgiven, you can start seeing others forgiven as well, no matter what they did to you or didn't do to you, no matter what they said to you or did not say to you, no matter how they treated you or didn't treat you the way they could have. So will you forgive that one who you need to forgive? Will you set them free right now? Once you do, you're going to feel such a freedom, such a peace, and healing will take place as well. Some of you are looking for restored relationships. Let's start with forgiveness. Since you've forgiven yourself, now you can forgive that one. You may think that person doesn't deserve to be forgiven. Well, I've already forgiven them by the blood. So you can forgive them. Remember, it's easy to forgive the forgiven. Do you really want to hold anything against that person? Do you want them to hold something against you? No. So you be the first one to forgive. How many times should you forgive that person? Well, how many times have I forgiven them? How many times have I forgiven you? Every time. Because it's all been nailed on that cross. Don't you want to see them set free as well? Choose to let them go. Choose to forgive them. You were not created to hold on to any offense. You weren't created to have any bitterness or resentment or unforgiveness in your heart at all, but love and joy and peace and freedom. It's your choice. Jesus, we just thank you for your blood that you shed, for the remission of sins. We thank you that we are completely forgiven. We thank you, Jesus, that you have set us free, and we are free indeed. Father, we thank you that you choose not to remember our sins no more, but you choose to focus on how righteous we are because of Jesus. Thank you that you have given us the ability and the power to forgive not only ourselves, but to forgive others freely. And Father, help us to make this a habit, to choose to forgive instead of hold an offense or be bitter or resentful. Show us to immediately to forgive. And you said to bless those who curse us. Bless our enemies. Help us to do that through forgiveness. Holy Spirit, thank you for comforting us. Thank you for teaching us how to do this, because you are the best teacher we have. Father, we just thank you for your perfect love that allows us to live in forgiveness. Lord, thank you so much for the truth that has set us free. In Jesus' name, amen.